It's said in the Mishnah that we learned that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there was only one kan, not two kan. That means after he finishes with the dam of the par, he has to go shech the sa'ir. So he puts it down on a stand. Then he brings the sa'ir, and he brings the sa'ir inside the Kodesh Kodashim, goes achas amal shel lamata. And now he has to do the bezrikas on the pareiches, which is the separation between the heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. So what does he do? So one, the Tanakhama says he has two stands. He puts down now the sa'ir on a stand, and he picks up the par to do the bezrikas on the par. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's only one stand. What you do is now, you take off the par, and you replace it with the sa'ir, the dam of the sa'ir, of the goat. That only one stand, not two stands. That's the Machlokes in our Mishnah, Tanakhama Rav Yehuda. And the Gemara now will bring in a Mishnah from Masechtas Shkalim and try to explain Pshat of Rav Yehuda and then contrast it to our Mishnah. Tanan Asa, we learned to the Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in the, it's really in the Gemara in Shkalim, really. That's really where it is, where it's found. That's Kubi. It's a Sefta. The Lashon HaGemara is Tanhasam. It's not really a Mishnah in Shkalim. It's really a Yishalmi or a Tesefta. Tanhasam. Ruda Aimer. Loyo Yishayfres Lekine Chayva. We know there was 13 Shayfres. And he's saying the 13 Shayfres, the two that were for Kinim, one of them was for Tyrim, one was for Neyayna. But they both were Oilas. But he did not have a Shayfer for Kine Chayva. What a Kine Chayva? That means a Ledes or a Zav and a Zava. They have to bring for kapara. They bring one bird for chatas and one bird for oila. Mashenkin, a regular bird is for oila. So he didn't have any shayfa that was made for chatas and oila birds. Lo yeshayfa is kinei chayva. Why? Pnei taruvas, because the guy might get mixed up. My pnei taruvas. What's it get mixed up with? On Rav Yosef, pnei taruvas chayva benedava. That you have the shayfa, which is a pushka, which is a little cup that's shaped like a shayfa that holds all the coins for the chayva and the nadava, and they get mixed up. The problem is the nadava is oila, and the chayva has in it a chatas. If it gets mixed up, you're not going to know what to do. So therefore, he says, we don't put it into the shayfa at all. You can bring it straight to the kohen. So Amli Abaye, what's the big deal? Whenever tray, make two shayfres, make two of these containers. V'nichtav alayo, hey the chayva, hey the nadava. Write in one big letters chayva, and the other one nadava. So what's the Rabbi Yehuda? Big deal. Write it down. Zog the Gemara on top of Vezer here, Yehuda, less like Ksiva. He doesn't hold of Ksiva, which means Rashi says in same chunakach the zim lava died to luni b'Ksiva. He doesn't have, he doesn't concentrate, doesn't look at the Ksiva, and therefore he won't. He doesn't look at Ksiva. Therefore, he was scared he's going to get mixed up. Now, where do we see this idea that he's not he doesn't concentrate on Ksiva? The Tanan, our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Emir lo hirishav lekan echad. There was only one stand. Bavad. What's pshat? Tray my time aloy. Why don't you have two stands? Because you're scared you're going to mix up the sar, dam sar, and dam apar. The michlfi, whenever tray, make two stands. Licht of alayo, hey the par is sar. Make them big letters. This is par, this is sar. You have no problem. So, Ella, what's pshat? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda, less the ksiva. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold off ksiva in order to stop yourself from making a mistake. So, therefore, that's pshat in the Mishnah Shkalim also. That he doesn't hold ksiva, and therefore, he couldn't have two shayfers because he didn't make a mistake. Meisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Shalish Esrei Shayfrois Hoya B'Mikdash. Ma'aseh Kasha from this is a Mishnah in Shkalim. 13 Shayfrois Hoya B'Mikdash Ve'Kos V'Aleim, one set in it, Taklin Charatin, which we'll see, the Gemara will explain the second one is, Taklin Atikin, that's the different pushka, different container of Atikin, old coins, we'll see what it means. V'Kinim, one of Kinim, V'Goyz Le'Oyla, V'Eitzim, V'Levoyna, V'Zav L'Kaparis, V'Shishil N'Adava. Explains the Mishnah. Takel Charatin, that's Elu Shkalim Shekal Shana V'Shana. It's this year's Machzah Shekel that you're bringing from Rosh Chodesh Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They brought a Machzah Shekel to put into this Pushka, to this container. Takel Atikin, and they used it for this year's Kabbanas. Every 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, 2 weeks before Sukkot, they made a Truma, which means they made a separation in three baskets, and that they used for the Kabbanas. Taklan Atikin, Mishloi Shekel Shtak, if you didn't give a shekel for last year, Yishkol Lashona Haba. You give a shekel for this year, but it's not going to be used for this year. It's used for Shiari Alishka, for building up the walls and different things. But it's a different pushka, different container called Taklan Atikin. Kinim, what's Kinim? Hein Tairim. That's the birds called Tairim. Turtle doves, whatever they are. Goyzle Oyla, Hein Bnei Yayna. So according to the Mishnah, one says Kinim is Tairim, one's Goyzle Oyla, one's Bnei Yayna. They're both Oylas. The Kulan Oylas, the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda is the Kulan Oylas. And this is where that Mishnah in Shkalim, that Brice in Shkalim, takes out Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that it wasn't one, Kinim wasn't for the Chayva and Goyzle Oyla for the Nadava. Kinim was for Tairim, and Goyzle Oyla was for Bnei Yayna. Not like the Tanakama, there's a Tana that Mishnah learns that Kinim is the Chaimus. And what about the rest of the stuff? So Rashi takes get a rest. What do you do with the one for Eitzim? That was someone wants a Misnadiv, the Shneg Zir Eitzim, puts it into that Shaifer. And Misnadiv Levoina puts into the Levoina Pushka. And the one who wants to you buy a Chaimus of Levoina and a Makdirit. And Zava Kapiris means that they use for Klisharis, that's Zava Kapiris. And the other six were Lenadava, which means for the Kitzim is Be'ach. When there's a Maisa Asham, leftover Asham, leftover Chatas, the way to get some Mum, and for that money, they buy Eilis. And they put it into the special Pushka called Lenadava. So what do you see from here? You see from here, there are 13 Shaifras with names on it that didn't get mixed up. So that can't be the Pshat and Rav Yehuda. Pshat and Rav Yehuda, why he says he didn't have a Kinim Lechaiva, can't mean because you get mixed up. Because he holds of Ksiva, Haraya, and first a Mishnah and Shkal, 13 Shaifras with 13 names. So therefore, obviously, does not get mixed up. So we have to come up with a new pshat in the Mishnah and Shkalim, why he holds he can't have a container for Chayva. And we're also going to have a pshat why he didn't allow to have two stands, which we'll have to wait to Nevavim Abayz, where the Gemara explains it. But we'll make a little bit of Shkala on the Gemara, why pshat in the Mishnah, in the Brayis and Shkalim, why Rehuda does not allow a little pushka for Chayva. Kos Rav Dimi, Oma Amri Marava, Gzeirim Shemchata Shemesu Balaha. We're worried if you have a container that holds the chatoyis, maybe the bialim will die, the owner will die. Lach is, if the owner dies, then you're not allowed to bring that carbon. That carbon goes lamisa. So now, that person's disqualified one money will be mixed up in everyone else's money. And that's a problem. Freit the Gemara, Michashin, you worry someone's going to die? But now we know, we always have a chazaka, guy's alive. But now, someone sends his chatas from America, there's Israel. Makriv knows, he's a makriv. You don't have to find out he's alive, but chesed is a guy, he's a chazaka, he's a guy. So what do you worry about? It's chazakas. Elo, no, worry like this. The story was that you found out that the guy died. And now, what do you do now? You have a pushka full with hundreds and hundreds of money, and one of them is a dead person's money. And the lechar is not bottle, because chashev, that's bishamel, it's kashel, it's bottle, but it's chashev, it's not bottle. And now you have the whole thing's awesome. That is why he doesn't let it. He's worried about this story. That's why he doesn't let the kiddi chayv. And the Gemara is going to ask now, subsequently, about a kasha, about Breira, which we will continue in the next year, Metz Hashem, on Daf Nun Vav Shir, we'll talk about the sugya of Breira and Pshat Rabbi Yehuda.